Next Sunday came back and said, I know Johnny be good. body and sanctuary, your body and your own lamb. I said, okay, this is just between you and me and the Lord I love. And let me tell you something. The boy complained. And maybe when it's in a different type of setting, Maxine, we'll let him play that for you one of these days. But not for a special in church, okay? But anyway. All right. But glad to be home, guys. I hated last Sunday to be out. I didn't expect them to keep me. Actually, by the time I got there at 5:30, the ambulance, they took my vitals. They said I wasn't going to die. They put me out in the waiting room at 11 o'clock that night. They saw me. I'm telling you the gospel truth. Well, by the time they saw me, I was waiting. I'm telling the truth on the girls. I was going to leave her. I was waiting. I said, well, let's just get out of here. Mike went, no, I ain't going nowhere. I've invested this much time in you, old man. You're staying right here. Of course, they got back here. They did the blood work and all that. They couldn't find a whole lot. So they called my kidney doctor, and the kidney doctor said, I don't want them to leave. Something in there. We do not want that. He does not want what we call when you do PD, peritonitis. I do not want that, do I? That's right. So, very, very painful, horrible disease that what I do, you can get. So they said, no, we're going to check him out and just make him stay. Truman Monroe. What a dear, you know, I called him actually probably 7, 8 o'clock Saturday night, because I didn't know how this was going to play out. I said, Truman, do you mind just going? And I said, now, they're not going to love you like they do me. But I said, can you go and step in? And of course, he couldn't wait to call me after church. He said, liar, liar, they love me more than they do you.
You're enjoying.
Truman and Linda and Monica and I, we go back, and Mom, we all go back well over 30 years. Good, good people. And good Christian people, and they just love this little place. And he said he was very tickled to come and fill in, and I appreciate that so much. And thank you for always making Truman and Linda feel welcome. And whatever Truman says, I promise you, it's the truth. He is a good man.
And
he said
for us to tell you that you had a warm sermon.
Yeah,
I had
a warm sermon.
You know what?
Not too hot.
Truman Monroe said that?
He did. And now he knows where it came from.
Are you filming me right now?
Yes, and you just said everything he said is true.
I ain't never preached a warm sermon in my entire life. I don't know what you're talking about out of the book of Revelation. You ain't fooling me. And I'm going to call your wife. You'll be in a doghouse for 2 years because his wife loves me. Truman, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Right. I'll deal with him.
Go around, comes around.
You got that right. It's coming around to you real fast. Right.
We weren't right. supposed to tell you, though, for the end.
Calvin, love you, buddy. And I'm so glad that you are here. You know, I'm next Sunday, I'm going to do something. I'm going to give you a little insight of what I'm going to do. And Ashley, I hope you're able to be here. Michael will be back. Let's see, who else? I think about Mark, hopefully, will be here. Mom, we've had a ton of people just in the first 6 weeks of this year that have been in the hospital, including myself. I want you to know something. I don't know what Satan's trying to do. He's not going to win. You can see the evidence in this church. The next Sunday, we're going to honor the people that have been in the hospital so far this year. They're out, they're walking, they're talking, they're praising God, and we got our own little group, don't we, brother?
Yeah. Okay.
That's right. God put me in a hospital. I don't know what people are thinking. I'm telling you right now. All right, Brother Larry, I think we're ready to get started. So let's go, my friend. Romans 8:28, do you believe this? And we know, yeah we do, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You're them. I'm them. That's not correct English, but you know what I'm talking about. We are part of the family of God. It's all going to work out. It's all going to work for the good, no matter what, Satan can try to stomp us out, but he will not get rid of us. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, let's cover through this real quick. We've already covered it. I love Psalms chapter 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of His Almighty. All chapter 91 talks about is how God protects you and I. I promise you, those 5 days I was in the hospital, I was being protected constantly by God. Understand that. We are protected by God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I will say, Lord, He is what? My, that's personal, my refuge, and what? My fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. I said 2 weeks ago, that's personal. You should have a personal relationship with God. You want Him in your life in a personal way. Give the Lord a hand of applause in your mouth. Surely, without a doubt, He shall deliver thee from the snare where part of it can be from, of the fowler, and from the, all right, y'all said I mispronounced this.
No,
that's what I said, Noisel. That's right, you people. Pestilence. All that simply says, and I'll try not to misuse the English language here, but what that is saying is surely no matter what comes my way, I really don't care whether it's Satan or whatever the enemy is, it will be destroyed. If it's a pestilence, we'll get rid of it. All right? That's what he did. He took one little infection in my foot, got rid of it. I'm back on my feet, back doing what I need to be doing because of Satan. This man couldn't even walk when he gets out of the hospital. He's walking around here better than I am. Because you're not going to stomp us out. Jesus is on the throne. Give the Lord a hand of applause. There we go. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings, we talked about this, shalt thou trust, and trust shall be thy shield and buckler. All that is just a nice way, Old Testament way of saying, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you are being protected by the love and the amazing grace of God. Now, it's up to you whether you believe that or not. Believe me, there's a lot of people that don't believe that. And that's their problem. That's their fault. That's a shame. But I choose to believe that God is my protector no matter where I'm at, what I'm doing, and whatever I'm doing. He is beside me day and night. Look at this. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by the day. There's nothing any worse than fear. Nothing on this planet. If you're scared of your health, scared of dying, lying in your bed, scared someone's going to rob you, scared someone's going to kill you, you get in a car and you're scared. You walk down the street, you're scared. I mean, to walk around in fear is horrible, folks. Don't do that. Now, obviously, we need to use some common sense. There are some places in this town that you don't need to be after dark. Don't go there. Don't be silly. Don't be stupid. But don't live in fear because God is with you day and night.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. Nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth in many days. See, that's just a fancy way of saying it. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, day or night, God is there. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. And I love verse 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Let me give you a picture of what this means. You look around this world today, it's pitiful. It's bad. Some parts of this globe right now, men and women are being raped, being killed, being tortured. Everything you can imagine is going on right now around this world as I speak. About 90% of it is bad and 10% of it is good. That's really the gospel truth. But that's biblical. The closer we get to Jesus coming, this world is going to hell in a handbasket. Don't mean you have to. I understand this and understand it very well. You may look around you, you may watch the TV, you may look at the internet, you may listen to the radio, you may just people you work with, people your family, people around, and people can be in a mess. People around you are in a mess. People starving, people can't pay the bills, people losing their job, people dying, people getting sick. It's all around you. Do you understand that? Now, if you sit and concentrate on that, you'd have to just put me in a mental home. I wouldn't raise my head up out of the pillow if I thought I would. But here's what the problem is. I don't care what's going on around me. I don't care what I'm seeing. I don't care what I'm watching. If I am a child of God, there could be 1,000 on one side of me die, 10,000 on the other side of me die. But I'm in God's hands, and that's where I want to be. And He'll pick me up. This is what I am. That 917 needs to be on your refrigerator. You need to read that every day before you go anywhere, because all that is saying, no matter what condition this world's in, doesn't have anything to do with you. You're in a personal relationship, one-on-one with God. He loves you, knows you by name, and He will. Look at verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, what? Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Now, one thing you got to understand, sort of what 7 is saying, yeah, there's a lot of people around you that's got all kinds of issues. Verse 8 says the reason they got issues is because they're being rewarded. Because they've taken their eyes off of God. You know, rewards can come in all kinds of different ways, folks. Now, somehow or another, we seem to think some people didn't come to church. Never mention God, or if they do, they take His name in vain, smoke everything that touches, turns to gold. And here I am, I'm a Christian person trying to do the right thing, and I can't even make a living. Now, why is that? Now, people say that all the time. I understand that. Okay? Let me tell you this right now. One of these days, when you take your last breath, you may leave this world flat broke. Some person may leave this world with all the money that this can afford. But I promise you, when they leave this world, it's going to be two different places. You're going to go to a place where money is useless. They're going to go to a place that money can't buy them out of. You get the difference? Don't get so caught up in the fact that it seems like everybody in the church is something's made of gold, and they don't even mention God. One day they would give everything that they had, everything they made, and everything they could get their hands on to not hear the words, "Depart from me, I never knew." I promise you that. Give the Lord a round of applause. Verse 9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Okay, all right, let's go to the next verse. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh to thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Let me tell you something. I got angels all around me, and sometimes God has to pay them overtime. Let me tell you something. I'm high maintenance when it comes to angels. You know what I'm saying? And Calvin, I got to tell you, baby, you're a little high maintenance when it comes to angels. I understand. I mean, not with Marcia, but with the angels, you're a little high maintenance here, okay? You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something, all of you are high maintenance.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you why. It's because once you become a child of God, Satan's going to come with you with everything he got.
Amen.
Oh, you're going to be high maintenance, all right? But we don't ever tell how maintenance you are. It's because there shall be no evil, neither shall any plague, for he shall keep his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy way. You know what keep means? It means to keep you until you take your last breath. That doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect. You've got to understand this, folks. Don't go out of here and say that I said, well, if you know God, you ain't never going to have no problems. Now, who ever heard of that? I never said that, especially on the internet world. Do not take me out of context. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, whatever you face in this world, you're going to be okay. It's going to be fine. You're going to be fine. And even if I die, I'm going to be better off then for sure. No matter what happens, you're going to be okay if you're covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. He's your Lord. He's your Savior. He's everything to you. You will be protected. And understand that his angels are with you every moment. Thank God for that. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under your feet. Let me ask you something. Since I've got a foot issue, let's just bring that in with me. You ever get up at any certain point in time? Let's just use this. Let's say it's the middle of the night. Something wakes you up, you go to the restroom, you get a phone call, someone rings the doorbell, something, you get up out of a dead sleep, and you get up. Of course, you know, you're trying to get your bearings about you. Next thing you know, you stomp your what?
Toe,
your foot. Makes you mad, don't it?
Yeah.
Makes me mad. Next thing you know, you're hobbling around, or you're holding your foot, or you fall on your tail. Okay? And now you're mad, you're blaming everything but yourself. See, you're blaming the door, you're blaming the kids, you're blaming your wife. Someone's going to take the blame for this. I'm not going to take it, because I've got enough sense not to hit my toe or my foot. But the next time one of them kids or my wife leaves that door open, that's how it plays out, isn't it? Come on. Come on, guys. Look at me. That's how it plays out. Y'all know it's how it plays out. Now, here's what this is saying. He said, that thou shalt bear in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Satan's going to put stones everywhere in your life. And he's just hoping you're going to hit one of them, going to trip over one of them, you're going to do something, you're going to fall, and when you do, you're going to take it out on God. You're going to get mad at God. See, when something goes a little wrong, then we say, hey! You know, Lord, I'm on your side. Why are you doing this to me? See, it's God's fault. See? I don't have anything to do with that, people. He didn't put the stone there. You're just too dumb not to see it. Now, here's the deal. When you do hit it, accept blame for it and say, yeah, that was my fault. You hit the ground, he's going to lift you right back up. And he's going to say, hey, Roger, I'm going to give you a little advice here. You see that stone up there? Why don't you step over it the next time? Keep your eye, because if you don't watch what you're doing, it's going to happen again. Spiritually, if we don't keep our eyes on Christ, we're going to keep hitting stone after stone after stone after stone after stone. Do you understand that? You get the picture? That's not hard to understand, is it? Look, quit hitting the stones. Quit hitting your foot. Quit bumping your toe. Because it ain't going to kill you, but it is going to make you miserable. It's going to make you angry and get you off balance. You understand that? When we get off balance, you see me. Y'all seen me off balance. I've seen you off balance. It's not a pretty sight. Let's don't get off balance physically, spiritually, emotionally, or anything else. Are you with me? Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, we're going to pick up. What'd you do?
Nothing.
Thank you.
It's all right.
It gets on my nerves sometimes.
You don't know how many I thank him for my family.
Now, we're going to pick up here, verse 13 here, next week. Thou shalt tread upon the lion. Who's the lion? The adder. Who's the adder? And the young lion. And the dragon, and thou shalt trample under feet. Man, who's all that? That's coming up next week. This is good, people. Understand, every day you need God in your life. You need Jesus every day. If you're watching me being on that, I don't care what you're going through, what you're doing. You need Jesus every day in your life. Find your good church home, get in it. Understand what it's all about. Because it's not all about you. It's all about what's in you. And what's in you needs to be Jesus Christ. And everybody said,
amen.
Stand with me. bows and every eyes. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, how precious it is to see God's people together. Father, this is a good church with good people. Bless this congregation. Bless us that we may serve you in all that we can do. For those who are sick, we pray for healing. Those who are spiritually sick, we pray for healing. Those who are lost today within the sound of my voice, I pray that they will come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Father, I pray that you will continue to bless and to give joy to this congregation. To those watching by internet, Father, I pray most of all that they come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. No matter where they're at, it could be day, it could be night. They could be in jail, they could be in a motel room. But all they've got to do is invite Jesus into their heart and say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm in need of a Savior. I pray, Father, that you will forgive me, cleanse me, dust me off, that I may be presentable to you. And give me the strength each day to witness for you. And if you do that in Jesus' name, you'll be changed for eternity. If you need a quiet time to exalt him, we invite you to come. May God truly bless. In Jesus' name.